Normally we start off reviewing what's been and what is going to be reopening here in New Jersey. Only really have one of those elements of note, which I'll get to shortly, and the reason for that is not to a serious degree, but there is an increasing of COVID-19 concerns for quite a few reasons, which has mandated wearing of face masks in the state, inside and outside. This is something Governor Murphy announced this past Wednesday. Of course, you've been required since now early April to wear face coverings in public when you're in stores, eateries, other businesses, public transportation. Now, this broadens that idea to include when you're in an outdoor setting with a large number of people and keeping 6 feet away is difficult. There are exceptions. This doesn't apply to anyone under the age of 2 years old. If you're eating or drinking at a dining location, outdoors obviously, because indoor dining is still on the delay. And you're also exempt when wearing a mask would inhibit health or safety for a legitimate reason, not that bogus card. Hopefully you saw me post on Facebook a while back. There's some anti-mask organization that's allowing people to freely print up these bogus ID cards saying you are exempt from all face mask requirements and I don't have to tell you why. You kind of do. Governor was asked if this means you can get a ticket if you're walking on a boardwalk at the Jersey Shore without a mask, for example. Now, here's the specifics here. If you're there by yourself or with your family, then no, that's fine. But if you're congregating with a lot of other people and there's no social distancing, you'll at least get a warning, if not something stronger. Governor admitted it's going to be challenging to enforce an idea like this. But on the flip side, that also means that if it's your unlucky day, they might make an example out of you to discourage the rest from disobeying this mandate. Nevertheless, I mean, we all know some people are going to refuse to wear masks instead of going with the orders of Dr. Trump saying they don't believe they're helpful or they infringe on their freedom, which, by the way, I wonder how many of those same people refuse to wear a seatbelt or still text while they're driving. On a quasi-related note, New Jersey is calling on travelers from 19 states with rising cases, that now includes Delaware, by the way, to self-quarantine for 14 days after you come into New Jersey. And that includes not just visitors, residents coming home from a trip to those states. The same idea that Connecticut and New York have put into practice. So that is the story about the wearing of face masks here in New Jersey.